In the name of Christ, our host and guest, who always includes the outcast. Amen.
Amen.
It is the first of the month, so I would like to invite all the children of the parish of every age to please come forward to be with me. Do not be afraid. Even though this is the Associate Rector's first children's sermon, I promise it will, hopefully, with God's help, go well. So please, come up if you are a young person, a child in the parish this morning. So, who is going back to school? All of you. Or who has already gone back to school? Yes. And how are you feeling about going back to school? Yes.
Good.
You feel good? Does anyone feel anxious? Or excited? Or afraid? How about people seated in the pews? Do you remember your first day of school? Do you remember the excitement or the fear?
Mm-hmm.
I remember bawling my eyes out.
So
school can be frightening and exciting at the same time. So when you are at school, have you ever noticed how somebody who is new might seem anxious, afraid, or lonely? What do you notice about them? What does their body language tell you? Are they standing or sitting all alone? Do they look sad? Do they look afraid? Have you ever noticed somebody like that at school?
Mm-hmm.
Some? Maybe? A little bit? I remember being one of those kids, standing off to the side. No one is talking to me. No one is sitting with me at the lunch table. And it can be quite lonely. It can be terrifying in some ways. Today's gospel teaches us to include the excluded, to include the outcast. In Jesus' time, and maybe even still today, people who were poor, people who were crippled, or people who were blind were considered to be outcasts. They were excluded by society. Children, what does Jesus teach us to do when we see somebody being excluded? Are there any ideas? Say that louder into the microphone.
Oh, Oliver, you can
that?
Do it, yeah.
So everyone can hear your holy words here.
Invite someone to play with you at recess.
That's okay.
Excellent.
That's
okay. Invite them to play with you at recess. What else? What can we do when we see somebody sitting all alone, somebody who's new or somebody who's afraid? What could be helpful?
Help them.
Help them feel, thank you. We can
help them.
Any other ideas?
No?
This is a good start. In today's gospel, it's sometimes difficult to imagine these things from the first century. So I have an example from an event that happened just last week. This event helps us imagine what Jesus taught us to do. So, children, I would like you to look closely at these photographs and tell me what you see. What do you see in this photograph?
He's holding his hand.
Thank you, Theo. This boy is holding this boy's hand. You can see that down there. What else do you see?
He's sad.
He's sad. Who's sad? One of them is
which
sad.
Which one? Do you want to point at which one's sad?
Connor is sad. This is Connor, and this is Christian. I'm not sure if anyone in the congregation saw these pictures or their story. It went viral on social media this past week, just on Thursday. These photographs, which those who can't see in the back, maybe Katie or Margaret could help take these photos around. These photographs are of two second grade students. Oliver, are you in the second grade? Who else is in the second grade? Others? No? Just Oliver. An eight-year-old named Christian and an eight-year-old named Connor. When Christian saw Connor crying in a corner, he walked over, got down on the ground, took his hand, and led Connor into the school for their first day of school. What Christian didn't know was that Connor is autistic. And this small gesture of taking Connor's hand and walking with him into school helped Connor manage a very overwhelming situation. So Jesus teaches us all to be like Christian. When we notice that someone is afraid, when we see someone who is feeling sad or left out or excluded, you and I must go to them, console them, sometimes even take their hand and invite them to walk together into difficult situations. As Connor's mother said, it doesn't matter what color we are, it doesn't matter what gender we are, it doesn't matter what our abilities or disabilities may be, none of that matters. She said, just be kind. Open your heart. It's what we need in this world. One act of kindness can change someone's life, can change the world. That's all it takes. So Connor, over here, he's looking rather sad in this picture. A little less sad in this one. Connor said, Christian was kind to me. I was in the first day of school and I started crying. Then Christian helped me and I was happy. He found me and held my hand. And I got happy tears. So, I have a question for you, young saints. What can we do when we notice someone who is all alone? If you see someone sitting all alone at recess or at lunch, what will you do? What can you do when you see someone who is feeling sad or afraid?
Sit by them.
Theo, thank you. You can sit by them. Other ideas? What else can you do? What do you see Connor and Christian doing with their hands?
Holding my hands.
Sometimes you can even hold their hand. Or you could do something else with fruit snacks. Hold on.
I told you it was going to be worth it.
Who is a fan of fruit snacks? Yeah. Fruit snacks can help. So, as the body of Christ, that's you and you and you and you and all of you, you and I are the body of Christ. We are the hosts and guests in the communion table of life. And that means that we receive, but we also give Christ's love to all people. So I'd like you to take two fruit snack packets, one for you, and then one for somebody that you notice at school, who's sitting all by themselves.
Okay, take two for Fiona.
Who is crying. Oh yes, take some for your siblings.
Remember, Oliver, those are for your siblings.
One for you and one for someone who you see excluded in school. Who else wants fruit snacks?
There's some youth in the pews.
Helen and Charlie.
Give some to the youth.
Here we go. Just take them off.
Oh.
Today's lesson is also about humility. Thank you, children. You can return to your seats now.
Well done, guys.
In the first century, as I said, a lot of these folks who were excluded or considered outcasts are who Jesus prioritizes. In protest of that social norm, Jesus rejects the customary etiquette of reciprocity. Jesus goes against the exclusive practices of the well-to-do, only inviting their respectable friends, family, relatives, and rich neighbors to the table, expecting that their equally well-to-do guests would reciprocate and repay them with an equally exclusive invitation. In the kingdom of God, which is the beloved community that Christian and Connor preached last week, Jesus prioritizes inviting the outcast and the excluded into the banquet, not the well-to-do. To do this, there is one practice that is required. That practice is humility. Jesus says, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." I think we can all agree that humility is sorely lacking in society today. We hardly ever hear about leaders who humble themselves. In fact, we only ever hear our leaders exalting themselves. The celebrated Benedictine monk, Brother David Steindl-Rast, observes that to be humble means to be earthy. The word humble is related to humus, a vegetable mold that rots in topsoil. That's you and me. It is related to human or humor. If we accept and embrace the earthiness of our human condition, a bit of humor helps. We shall find ourselves doing so with humble pride. In our best moments, humility is simply pride that is too grateful to look down on anyone. Humility is simply pride that is too grateful to look down on anyone. Every day is like the first day of school. People are hoping and praying for a kind person to talk to them, to hold their hand and to be with them, hoping someone will notice them and say, "Hey, come and sit at our table and eat with us." Jesus teaches us to include the excluded, to practice humility by being far too earthy, far too human, and far too grateful to ever exalt ourselves and look down upon anyone. We can all be humble enough to see, to notice, and welcome God in you and in me and in every person we meet, especially those whom society shuns and excludes. When we are humble enough to seek and serve Christ in all persons without exception, then no one is excluded. Everyone belongs to God and to each other. This is precisely what it means to be humble. This is what it means to be Christ, to be both Christ's hosts and Christ's guests in this communion table called life.